Task 1. You are going to hear a radio program about global warming. Read headings B to H carefully and listen to recordings 1 to 5. In block capitals, write the letter of the heading which goes with each recording in the space provided, as in example 0. There are two extra headings which do not go with any of the recordings. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to read the headings.
Zero.
The Earth has never been hotter. Its average temperature is now the highest since scientists began measuring it 600 years ago. Since the middle of the 19th century, global temperatures have risen by 0.5 degrees Celsius. The Earth has seen major changes in climate before, but most scientists agree this period is different. Many believe the present changes are caused by our own activities, by the way we live. And if that doesn't change, many forms of life on our planet may not survive.
1.
We know the Earth is a hotter place, and it's caused by the build-up of greenhouse gases like carbon monoxide and methane. Like the glass on a greenhouse, these gases let in the sun's heat, but they stop it from getting out, so the surface of the Earth slowly becomes warmer. These gases have always existed naturally in the Earth's atmosphere, but now we're burning more and more fossil fuels. We're using more oil and coal and wood too as we cut down more trees.
2.
Global warming is the steady increase in the Earth's temperature. More and more scientists believe this is what is causing chaotic weather around the world. The hurricanes, droughts, storms, and high tides that are striking more and more countries.
3.
As the Earth gets warmer, all of the natural world is affected. Birds and animals are migrating northwards, and native plants seed and start to grow elsewhere. Mosquitoes, which carry the malaria virus, are living longer than expected. Mountain glaciers and ice caps at the North and South Poles are melting, threatening the lives of communities, marine life, and aquatic birds like the penguins. And as oceans warm, sea levels rise and threaten to flood some low-lying countries.
4.
After Kyoto, many governments refused to ratify the protocol, complaining that it wasn't clear how the rules on emission reductions would be implemented, nor how much the necessary changes to industry and agriculture would cost. Those details should be formalised at this year's conference in The Hague, and after that, environmental campaigners hope that individual governments will go ahead with ratification. But Friends of the Earth spokeswoman Rhoda Verheyen says the protocol as it stands won't be enough to keep the world's temperatures down.
5.
Environmental campaigners believe cuts aren't enough. They're calling for drastic changes in our lifestyles, especially in the richer nations. This would include switching away from fossil fuels to sources of energy less harmful to the environment, like solar power or fuels made from plants known as biofuels. That's especially important in the industrialized nations, which are the biggest consumers of energy and therefore the biggest polluters.
Now, listen again.
0.
The Earth has never been hotter. Its average temperature is now the highest since scientists began measuring it 600 years ago. Since the middle of the 19th century, global temperatures have risen by 0.5 degrees Celsius. The Earth has seen major changes in climate before, but most scientists agree this period is different. Many believe the present changes are caused by our own activities, by the way we live. And if that doesn't change, many forms of life on our planet may not survive.
1.
We know the Earth is a hotter place, and it's caused by the build-up of greenhouse gases like carbon monoxide and methane. Like the glass on a greenhouse, these gases let in the sun's heat, but they stop it from getting out, so the surface of the Earth slowly becomes warmer. These gases have always existed naturally in the Earth's atmosphere, but now we're burning more and more fossil fuels. We're using more oil and coal and wood, too, as we cut down more trees.
2.
Global warming is the steady increase in the Earth's temperature. More and more scientists believe this is what is causing chaotic weather around the world. The hurricanes, droughts, storms, and high tides that are striking more and more countries.
3.
As the Earth gets warmer, all of the natural world is affected. Birds and animals are migrating northwards, and native plants seed and start to grow elsewhere. Mosquitoes, which carry the malaria virus, are living longer than expected. Mountain glaciers and ice caps at the North and South Poles are melting, threatening the lives of communities, marine life, and aquatic birds like the penguins. And as oceans warm, sea levels rise and threaten to flood some low-lying countries.
4.
After Kyoto, many governments refused to ratify the protocol, complaining that it wasn't clear how the rules on emission reductions would be implemented, nor how much the necessary changes to industry and agriculture would cost. Those details should be formalised at this year's conference in The Hague, and after that, environmental campaigners hope that individual governments will go ahead with ratification. But Friends of the Earth spokeswoman Rhoda Verheyen says the protocol as it stands won't be enough to keep the world's temperatures down.
5.
Environmental campaigners believe cuts aren't enough. They're calling for drastic changes in our lifestyles, especially in the richer nations. This would include switching away from fossil fuels to sources of energy less harmful to the environment, like solar power or fuels made from plants known as biofuels. That's especially important in the industrialized nations, which are the biggest consumers of energy and therefore the biggest polluters.